We are back here at the On Deck Surfer podcast. I'm one of your I'm your only handsome host. I'm one of your hosts, Nick Z. You can find me on Twitter at nzanaboni93. That's pretty much it. That's really all I got today. Big news. Red Sox, my Boston Red Sox, have made it to the ALCS, and they're going to play the Houston Astros. I would love to say that I was confident against them versus the Rays, but I wasn't. I was expecting a sweep. But hey, we're here. We love it. I'm excited. Boston's excited about baseball, which is also cool. It's probably because the Patriots suck. But hey, whatever. All right. For right now, I want to call in my guy, Mr. Jason Beckner. And there he is. What's cracking, man?
Nick, congratulations to your Red Sox.
It makes no sense. Series.
I know we were talking a little bit before the show, and I'm really shocked. They pulled it off against, the best team in the AL. So
now, what's your team now?
Want the Giants. Obviously, I have some ties there with Chris Bryant.
Yep. Okay. But Kyle Schwarber.
This is true.
I'm just AL. Fine.
So now that the Sox are, got embarrassed by the Astros this weekend, I think in the AL, I think I got to go Boston, man. Nobody wants to see these Houston jumps in the
World Series. This Sox team is so likable, legitimately. Yeah. They're either hot or they're garbage, and right now they're hot, which makes me think they might just fucking win the whole thing.
Yeah, and then sometimes that's what happens in baseball, you know what I mean? There's so many – I can't remember last time, but there's definitely been times where that wild card team
– Yeah.
They're the hottest team.
It's like the hot goalie. If you run into a hot goalie in hockey, you're screwed.
I mean, if you think about it, Boston's been playing wild card slash playoff baseball for the last couple weeks already. Yeah. So
they're ready to roll.
Yeah. I mean, they've been ready. They're hot. They're, they can catch fire again, and just Houston's gonna be a little bit bigger of a monster,
But it'll be fun. Something to watch. I love being able to I work with kids. And talking baseball with kids now because the kids are excited. They don't watch the whole 162. They're like the, oh my, they'll be like, hey, Nick, what was the score? And I was like, oh, this. They're like, did Devers do anything? I'm like, well, actually, he hit a ball.
Yeah.
It was great.
Devers has been awesome.
Yeah. So there were two outs last night. And I was like, oh, there's two outs with two on. I'll go take my dog out. And then I'll watch the second half of the inning. I'm walking and I just hear someone say, let's fucking go in their window. I was like, oh damn, Devers went deep, didn't he?
Yep.
So that's on. All right. Well, little surprise for the viewers. It's only us two tonight.
Two-man show.
It's a two-man show. So that means I only need to think of one question. I don't know. So this is kind of somewhat topical. If Dave was here, he'd say, I don't know what you're talking about. But it kind of has to do with your affiliation.
Okay. With us.
So we have a celebrity fan. That celebrity fan is John Cusack. Did you see the video online with one of the Barstool guys berating John Cusack?
I have. And actually, Cusack had a pretty good rebuttal.
He did?
But I will side with White Sox Davis we were talking about from Barstool. You can't just bandwagon two different baseball teams.
No, you really can't.
If you want to sit in your couch at home and root for the White Sox, go for it. But at this point, you can't show up to another team, the White Sox game, after you were just on the north side 5 years ago rooting on a World Series. Yeah.
So it's tough for me because I only have the one. So would you ever consider doing that?
I mean, I'll sit at my house. My a little bit different too. My whole family is White Sox fans.
Okay, so you can root with your family.
I root for them just so my family will be happy. You know what I mean? My brother, my dad, my uncle, my grandpa—they are all White Sox fans. So if the White Sox are, going to make the World Series and win, that's great for them. But deep down inside, I'm like, oh man, today there's a little bit of relief, sigh of relief that the White Sox did get eliminated.
So my question is, who is your favorite celebrity fan, if you have?
Oh, I mean, Vince Vaughn. I think it has to be.
Is he Cubbies? Yeah.
Yeah. All Chicago. Vince Vaughn. Yeah.
I'm obsessed with every one of Vince Vaughn's movies. He plays the same like character every time, like the right. Oh shucks type of guy that like you root for, like right. Kind of a schmuck, really.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's.
I'm trying to think that movie that is in with Jennifer Aniston.
Failure to Launch? No, that's McConaughey.
I can't think of it off the top of my head. Like they break up and all this stuff. But, like yeah. The beginning of that movie, he meets Jennifer Aniston, his girlfriend in the movie. At a Wrigley Field, day game.
That's cool.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah, I really like The Internship. I don't know why.
Oh, is that with Owen Wilson, I think? Yeah. Right? Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn, yeah.
I don't know who my favorite celebrity fan would be. Like, when I go to Celtics, it's more at Celtics games that they'll put them on, like, the big screen.
Okay.
And, like, if, like, Kraft is there
yeah.
or Belichick, it's just absolutely ridiculous. But, like, the best, like, celebrity would be, like, Mark Wahlberg. Which is like fine.
Yeah.
Like, cool. Yeah, he's all right. He's like too much of a Boston guy. Like, no one's that Boston.
Over the top, right?
He's actually not a great guy either. He like made a homeless guy blind. He beat up a guy when he was like young and he became blind.
Wow, that's a dark.
Did that ever know? Woo.
Yeah.
All right. So, our perfect draft today. Since it's only the two of us, and I suggested this perfect draft a couple weeks ago, but Dave said he didn't know any fictional baseball player. Mm-hmm. So this one will be fairly easy because just the two of us. So I'll give you first, and then I get two, then you get one.
Okay.
All right. So who do you take in, Jason?
So I thought of a lot of guys.
Yeah.
And then I thought, do I want to do it as who would be the best baseball player, or who do I have – you know, more of a tie to it because it's more of my favorite movies. And I feel like I went more with the movie that I enjoy watching the most.
Yep.
And those kind of characters in those movies more than so like, and you actually, know.
Like I have some children on that. So.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, I could have easily gone Hobbs from, you know, the Natural and been like, this guy is the best. Yeah.
He would be good.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm going to go with more of the fun, you know, favorite movie type thing. So my first, the 1-1 overall, I'm going to go with, Benny the Jet Rodriguez from San Diego.
Yep. Oh, hold on, actually. Hold on.
Okay. My all-time favorite, you know, baseball movie is as childish as it is.
Still I got one my of the greatest. Flyers right here.
Oh, there we go. See?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, it's more like I said, it's like a childish movie, but it's just one of those movies, just classic baseball movie. It doesn't have to do anything with the major leagues other than at the end. He supposedly does make the majors, but yeah. So he's my 1-1.
That was going to be my 1-1, so that was the correct pick.
Oh, see? Perfect, yeah.
Perfect.
Consensus 1-1. All right.
So I'm going to go down my list. This is going to be an animated guy.
Okay.
The name is Pablo Sanchez.
Oh,
are you familiar baseball? With him? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was the GOAT of the game.
He is the GOAT. He is my GOAT. He will always be the GOAT.
I mean, that's a great one, too, right there.
All right. And then next, I'll go with Crash Davis.
He's on my list.
Bull Durham.
Yep.
I just saw that movie for the first time, like within the last like 9 months. It was very good.
Yeah.
You really root for him. He's kind of a schmuck.
Yeah.
I guess I just like schmucks.
Yeah. No, it's a great movie. It's a good character. He's actually on my list. He was my third ranked, which is awesome because you didn't pick my second. So for my second pick, I am going to go with Willie Mays Hayes from Major League.
I've never seen that.
Oh,
yeah. Man. I don't think I've seen the majority of the people you're going to pick.
I mean, that's not true, but maybe.
I haven't seen the Natural.
But yeah, I mean.
But you mentioned.
How do you not like Willie Mays Hayes? I would highly recommend Major League.
Okay.
The first one over the second one. Both of them are good, but the first one is way better than the second.
Yeah.
I mean, he kind of plays that like flashy center fielder, you know, always wants to be stealing bases, hitting home runs.
Yeah.
And, you know, the coach is like, hey, you're a leadoff hitter, man. You don't hit home runs.
Yeah, okay.
So it's just a great character. They prank him at the beginning of spring training. In the middle of the night, they bring his bed out. Not too many spoilers, but they bring his bed out to the middle of the fields. Gets woken up by the sprinklers. Go watch the movie. It's great. And then, So, right, I'll go back to back. Since you took Chris Davis, Crash Davis, I'm going to go with maybe a little well unknown, another child, I guess you could say, but Kelly Leak from the Bad News Bears. He was okay, just like.
I was just really nervous because I'm picking a child next.
Okay. Maybe this guy's an adolescent, we'll call him. But yeah, he was the guy that just, he was the rebel of the town, man, but he was the best athlete. You know, he drove around on a motorcycle, smoked cigarettes. You know, this is also a movie that came out, I think, like in the 60s or 70s. So that's probably not.
Yeah, I haven't seen this one either.
Not that uncommon. But yeah, he was the kid that he was the best on the team. If you know the movie premise, it's like a bunch of ragtag kids that can't play baseball, but he can. So, you know, he played center field. The ball would go to left field. He'd just run over and just catch the ball right in front of the little kid's face because they needed to get out. So, yeah, just a great character I thought was, you know, one of the movies I like watching growing up.
Yeah,
so I'll go with those two.
So I'll go – I'm going to go with G-Baby from Hardball.
Okay.
Have you seen Hardball?
Talk to me about it. What is it?
I think that sounds familiar. Keanu Reeves, he's a degenerate gambler. And then he like bets on his little league team that he coaches to win.
Oh, okay. Yes. I do know the movie. I don't know the characters.
And then he's dies.
Yeah. Like it's kind of like the Mighty Ducks of baseball. Like he's like sentenced to like.
Yes. Like community
coach service. Little. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
But incredibly sad. Cry my eyes out every time. Next, I'm going to go with Kenny Powers.
Oh. You know, he was – I debated putting him as my 1-1 because that's just a great character, a great show.
How do you not like – yes.
Oh, absolutely.
This is going to – I'm going to just ask you a question. Have you seen, like, all of it?
Yep.
If I told you Let the Boy Watch, will you know exactly what I'm talking about?
Yes.
With Will Ferrell?
Yes.
Oh, my – every – I literally – we'll just like say to my girlfriend, I'll be like, my plums.
And she my plums.
It's so mad. A blue shoe. Let the boy watch.
Yeah.
I'll just throw it on like YouTube, like on my TV, just like that scene with Craig Robinson.
Yep.
And him. And they just, it's so good every time.
So good, man. So good. Great show. I'm actually upset that I didn't put him higher on my list. Just knowing the things that you were taking, I'm like, oh, Nick's going to take him. But he did take him. It's not as early as I thought.
Yeah.
All right. So that's your four.
Left over? Just.
I have one more pick, right?
Oh, so, okay. Yeah. So go, and then we can just shoot through our leftovers because there's probably some good ones.
Oh, man. So many good ones left. Well, not so many good ones, but a couple good ones. I think I'm going to go with Jack Parkman from Major League 2. He's like this, like, really. Hey, what's up?
Is that the Charlie Sheen movie?
Yes. Yeah, okay. Exactly. Same, but this one's from the second one. Willie Mays Hayes was from the first. Jack Parker's from second. He's this like super cocky, just masher, catcher. You know, there's this scene where like he gets up to bat and he has this little stance when he gets in the batter's box, just real cocky, you know, big asshole in the movie. It's just a great character. So I'm gonna go with him. And my last pick.
And then what we got left over? I've got Stan Ross from Mr. 3000. I really like Mr. 3000 too. And and then the young guy, Studebaker.
Something like that. I know you're talking about. Yeah, the guy that's like coming up to like take his place.
Yep.
A couple good ones I have left off here. I mean, another Sandlot guy. How do you not like Hamilton Porter?
Yep.
Just some other random ones too. Dottie Hinson from The League of Their Own.
Oh. Yeah, Gina good Davis's one.
Character, yeah, great one. Henry Rowan Gardner, Rookie of the Year.
Haven't seen that movie.
Oh, what the guy?
Seen
would... Oh man, that's like the Cubs guy where like he breaks his arm.
Is that the kid?
He breaks his arm and he throws it like 100 miles an hour. Yeah, that's a good one.
Ryan Dunn from Summer Catch. I love me a rom-com, and it's based down the Cape. It's really just
I love that movie, man. I actually thought about putting him on there, but I'm like, is this too
cool enough? And then Griffey just takes him deep at the end. Like,
yeah, such a great movie, man. Like I said, I thought about putting him on there.
The deal is mowing a lawn.
Yep.
The nine-year-old me. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That was it. And then I have John Dowd. Do you know who John Dowd is?
No.
So MVP Baseball 2004.
Okay. Video. Yep.
They weren't allowed to use Barry Bonds because he wasn't in the Players Association or something like that. So they created a fake white guy named John Dowd who would just hit absolute tanks.
Had the same like attributes if there was a Barry Bonds character. Like he was 99 everything,
and he was just a nondescript white guy.
That's hilarious. That's kind of like how the games used to be when Michael Jordan was around, right? He was never in any basketball games for whatever reason.
Yeah, and it is weird how, like, I don't know how it works. Like, it's like a contract thing. Hold on. I have a picture of John Dowd. This is probably going to not translate well. No, it's not bad. It's literally just
he's on the Giants and everything, too. That's hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
And yeah, like, it was a cheat code. If it was like a 3-2 pitch and you bunted, it would just go out. It made no sense.
That's hilarious.
All right. What do we got next? Oh, the new segment, which I thought of a name for. I forgot to tell Dave, so it's not going to come on the scroll thing.
That's fine. It can be one of those like we break out every once in a while over this off season.
Yeah. I want to call it Deep Dynasty Dive, which will be Triple D. Shout out Guy Fieri.
Yeah, yeah.
So
probably won't be coming for our segment name, right?
I mean, hopefully he will. Oh, whoa.
We got some behind the scenes action going on. Deep Dynasty Dives. Let's do it.
Here we go. All right. So the point of this segment is we are going to pick a team a week we'll eventually get through all 30, hopefully.
Yeah.
And pick a pitcher, a hitter, and a prospect that we're looking closer to for next year. So, obviously, who are we starting with?
The hottest team in baseball.
The hottest team in baseball, the Boston Red Sox. I will let you go first. We will go with hitter first.
Okay.
And it's funny because I was going to pick this guy.
Oh, yeah. And, how do you not, right?
And it was funny because, well, just go and then we'll talk. So, take it away, my guy.
So the hitter that I am going to be bringing up about the Red Sox is actually someone that you maybe if you're not out, you know, too familiar with Boston and their situation is Kyle Schwarber. And he's actually is under contract next year. I mean, maybe
he is?
Yes, he is going to be a Boston Red Sox. I think he is.
I don't think he is.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure. Cause like the according big thing on talk radio is like, I'm going to look it up.
Cause I looked up his contract under SpotTrack, and he's under contract until 2023.
I'd lose my mind.
Check it out. Right. Let me know because he did just sign as a free agent, right? Or was he? I'm not sure. But check it out. I'm pretty sure he's under contract next year.
Is that 2022?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's fucking go.
Told you, man.
Nice. All right, go.
So look, as you can see, not many people know that he is going to be a Boston Red Sox. You know, barring any sort of trade or anything, he will be under contract with Boston next year. How can you not, you know, get on board with this guy? Since joining the Red Sox, he's slashed .291, .435, .522, 7 home runs and 34 runs scored and 18 runs batted in. I think that's since, like, we'll call it the beginning of August.
Yeah.
I think the original date was, like, August 7th or something like that, but 19% walk rate, had almost a 1-to-1 K to walk rate. He's also, both his average and max exit velocity are in the top 10% of the league. He's also got a 551 X slug, which was in the 93rd percentile. These are all, those were season long stats. And also, if you look back, you know, just kind of, you know, what his expected home runs were. In 2019 when he was with the Cubs, if he would have played all those games at Fenway, he would have 44 home runs actually.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So obviously that short right porch is going to be a huge benefit. You're going to be getting 81 games there. So that's going to be huge for Schwarber going forward. And I think, you know, just proving, you know, what even in October right now, right, is postseason. This guy's just like the postseason king. That wild card game, another home run off of Garrett Cole, which he'll be seeing a lot of next year. Clearly he has no fear of Garrett Cole.
So it turns out it's a mutual option.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
So probably not here.
Yeah, that's true.
But I'm hopeful. I just don't know where that
is. As of right now, I'm saying he will be there.
Okay. All right. You heard it at first.
I'm not a Boston Red Sox insider, but it's a pretty favorable contract, man. I think it's like $11 million or something like that. So,
but that's what do you want to say for that amount of
this
money?
This is true. This is true. I guess
did
we'll
you
see
the other day
don't you have to
airmailed one to first base?
I did not.
So it was a ground ball to first, like, and the pitcher had to cover, and he flipped it, and it went like 5 feet over the guy's head.
Wow!
But then the next play, he got it, and he tipped his cap to the crowd, bowed, and the whole crowd just erupted. It was. I'll have to send you the video. It was fucking great. He's awesome, man.
Dude, you're telling me, man. And they, if he does leave Boston, he still has my stamp of approval as a deep dynasty dive to go ahead and that's a hitter you should be looking for.
Yeah, the issue is they have no place to put the guy.
Yeah.
Unless they
my question. As a Red Sox fan, let me tell you this. Or, you know, let me just ask you this. Who would you rather have, Renfro or Schwarber?
Well, funny you ask.
Good segue, right?
Because right now, it's like you knew. We're going to talk Hunter Renfro. And I've said it a few times. Knicks dig the long ball. And that's what he does. He hits bombs. And as an absolute cannon. Almost cost him the game last night because he made a stupid throw to home. But that's neither here nor there. So, Hunter, still 29. How old is Schwarber? 20? He's got to be close to 30, right?
Yeah, maybe 27, I think. He was a college bat, so he's probably a little bit up there.
He'll be 29 for next year, so we'll call that even.
Okay.
He has far better on-base skills than Hunter Renfro does. So I think I would pick him easily. Hunter's with the Sox for another 2 years, I think, before our arbitration. Okay. This was a perfect signing from Bloom, honestly. Like, this is a guy that just could always hit bombs, but just never really, like, stuck. Like, he hit, like, 25, strike out a bunch, but he seems to be doing a lot better, which is awesome. His max exit velocity is tops in the league. Awesome. Love it. And most of all, he's a part of one of those smart organizations like the Boston Red Sox. Chaim Bloom, genius. Love the guy. Can't wait to see what's next. But I would take Kyle Schwarber over Renfro. You?
Well, yeah. But again, like out of the contract, like you said, Renfro's arbitration eligible. So yeah. He's obviously the cheaper option. But yeah, I think Schwarber is the better player.
Yeah. I mean, Renfro is probably better at defense, but
yes, absolutely. Like,
honestly, I would pick Schwarber over Martinez. Like, I'd prefer him as my DH over JD.
Sure, but doesn't JD have like years left on
he's
that?
He's a player option. He'll probably take it.
Yeah, it's like
it's or something, right?
Yeah.
All right, next, before we get yelled at for going too late, we're going to go with pitchers.
Yeah, let's get it going here.
With this one.
Go for it.
This is just total recency bias. Just Nick Pivetta.
Yeah.
JD over Schwarbs all day. You don't know what you're talking about, fantasy six pack. You don't know shit. But Nick Pivetta, I don't know if you're watching these games. Obviously, you're not watching them like I'm watching them because it's the Red Sox. But he's been absolutely nails this postseason. He's been being awesome. He has a great first name. He's got a five-pitch mix. Throws in the mid-90s. We gave up nothing for him from the Phillies. We traded Workman, who ended up coming back, and then some other jabroni reliever. Who gives a fuck? His ERA this year was in the mid-4s, which obviously would like to get better than that. But his profile with the five-pitch mix – with the smart organization, like I said, I think he has an opportunity to be like a great four in your pitching staff on your team, and like a good three. If he's anything higher than that, you're not a good team. But
yeah,
I'm excited about him just because he was so cheap.
Would
you give up a draft pick? Yeah, like probably a third or a second, depending on where the picks land.
Yeah, I mean, the good thing with Pivetta, I mean, he's always had that strikeout capability. Yeah. Right? He's just always been inconsistent with Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. He's always, you know, he's shown signs of life. Like, oh, man, this guy could be, like, really legit. He's always had, like, a K of per nine, over at least one per nine, if sometimes even higher than that, I think. Yeah. So, you know, he's always kind of been that, like, fringe SP3. So, yeah, I think you could definitely give up a draft pick for him, especially in, you know, everyone, you know, it's kind of hard to judge draft picks in fantasy baseball because you could pick a guy in the first round. It could be nothing.
Yeah,
that's true too. I mean, if you're like in that mid range or getting ready to win now, give up those draft picks.
Yeah, for a proven pitcher, like a semi proven pitcher.
Yeah,
yeah. It's just cool seeing those electric moments when like you get a K to end a inning and you're like pumped up. And the crowd's going nuts. So that's mostly why I'm going here. Who did you go with? Probably somebody that I really like.
Yeah, I mean, this was a little bit borderline of what, you know, do we want to go prospect or hitter or pitcher with this one? I'm going to go with the pitcher with this one, and I'm going to go Tanner Houck. I mean, still only 25-year-old. He's, like, basically having a great season. I wouldn't call it quite a breakout yet, but since being a starter and since 2020, 2.97 ERA, 1.07 whip, 94 strikeouts and 75 innings pitched. I think you guys there in Boston like to kind of call him like Chris Sale Jr. maybe.
Yeah.
I kind of heard him.
And Witt.
Yeah. Wow. Some of those, it's kind of a stretch of a comparison, but I like it.
Side by side is fun.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, great strikeout pitcher. If he could just cut back on the walks a little bit, which he has done, and it's kind of hard to take 2020 stats with, you know, what it is, but his walk rate was cut in half this year, went from 14 last year down to 7 this year, which is still a little high. I'd like to see it cut down even more, but you know, I'll take 7 at this point. He's still young.
Yeah.
He's doing it by attacking hitters. He's increased his first pitch strike rate since 2020. He also saw his CSW increase as well, 5% up to almost as a respectable 30% in 2021. So I think, you know, if he can continue getting the starts and the production, this guy's lights out. You know,
he's kind of a bad man too. He's kind of scared. Like that's kind of the Sale thing too.
Right.
He's like, he's up there and like, you don't
get that madman approach. Yeah,
exactly.
Intimidates hitters, you know? Yeah. So I'm going to go with Houck as my pitcher to be grabbing from the Red Sox.
All right. Now let's get a prospect, Jason. You can kick it off and I'll finish it off.
Sure. This one, you know, this one's maybe a little bit more known, but it's, you know, still worth bringing up. But Tristan Casas, former first round pick in 2018.
Hell yeah.
Had a great 2019, obviously no 2020, and they followed that up with another great season this year. And not only that, but this season was in the upper minors. He saw time at both AA and AAA. He finished the season combined with those two leagues with 14 homers, 59 RBI, 63 runs, and batted .280.
And I think he was an Olympian.
There we go, even better. His biggest skills, obviously, is that getting on base, walks a ton, doesn't strike out often. He could obviously develop into a really good hitter for Boston. If he can increase that power even a little bit more, even just get it up to like, you know, 20 home run hitter. You know, right now, like I said, he's more of a well-known prospect, so his price could be kind of high right now, but it could get even higher, you know, come next year or even this offseason. Great corner infielder to kind of maybe
take in the game. If I can get somewhere between Joey Votto and Freddie Freeman, I realize I just said like two.
That's a pretty high ceiling, but
I just made a super player.
Yeah, right.
For John Dowd all over again.
Yeah. But Cass, this is a good one.
Yeah. That'd be sick. Poor Bobby Dalbec. Poor.
Oh, man.
All right. I'm going to finish off with somebody that was actually also in the Nick Pivetta trade. His name is Corey Seibold, right? Yes, it was. he came over from the Phillies in the same deal. He's a little bit lesser known, but his ETA is probably next year. I think Casas might even be next year at some point, depending on like where they're at. But
it's weird. They sometimes will take their time with prospects.
Yeah.
But then other times, I guess it all depends on what their, you know, plan of attack is. But.
Yeah, because like people here are like sign Rizzo, and I'm like, no, you got Casas coming up. Sorry. All right, Corey. I'm really excited about Tristan Casas.
Yeah, no worries.
So Seibold over a couple levels was mid threes ERA, 64 Ks in 59 innings, which obviously you want more innings, but he got shut down towards the end of the year. Kenny Powers is better than Connor Siebel. You are correct.
100%. Yeah.
1,000. He had a very nice whip of 1.08, which is good. I would have loved to have thrown out an advanced stat for you guys, but as you guys well know, I'm not great at those. And I don't even know where to – how do you find the minor league ones? Because they're not on Baseball Savant.
It's hard. Cause, well, that's because the problem is a lot of the baseball minor league stadiums don't have the capability of doing of the advanced stats. I think there's like – it's kind of hard, man. I think there's only a couple of stadiums, and a lot of them are like, I think the Florida, the Shrimps, I think, have it. And then I'm not sure. There's not a lot of stadiums that have the advanced metrics. So.
But yeah, this is a guy that should be relatively easy for you to get. He's like, I think Sox Prospects has him like probably somewhere like towards the end of the top 10, maybe top 15. But he's someone that I would look out for next year just because of a proximity thing. And that the starting rotation for the Red Sox isn't good. Like,
right.
There's a lot of spots. Like, I don't trust giving Eduardo Rodriguez money next year. Like, you can't.
Mm-hmm.
It's like he pitched well last night, but like I wasn't expecting him to.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of spots in that rotation, and if he can show out, maybe he steals one out of spring training. I doubt it because guys like Hawk, there's talk that they want Whitlock to be a starter, which would be sick, but like he's elite in the pen, so maybe just keep him that way. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's a great that's definitely a nice nice pull for dynasty deep dynasty dives.
Triple D, man.
Yeah, triple D's. Yeah.
So next week, let's go over the Cubbies next week. You like that idea?
Might as well keep the hometown love going, right?
Yeah. I don't know if Dave will be back. Maybe we did too well of a job. I doubt it. He did say to keep it under 30, and we're at 32.
Oh no.
And if it wasn't about the Red Sox, we would have been done like 6 minutes ago.
Or if we wouldn't have gone such in depth into our perfect draft, right?
That I think that was the best perfect draft we had, honestly. Dave equals gone forever. Okay. I wonder if Dave's the one making these comments. I think it is. Dave, if it is you, can you please just give me one name that we missed on our perfect draft? He's just going to write no.
It's going to be silent because it's not Dave.
Also, I need to get some credit here. I ordered a buffalo chicken salad and did not eat any of it. So as soon as we go off, I am going to eat. I also need to pick my girlfriend up from the airport at 10:30 tonight. So that's a delight.
You got a busy night tonight.
I have a busy night, man. I wish I had beer, but I just got some seltzer water. So do you have anything to add to me, Jace? Any shout outs? Anything you got to do?
Nope. Just, RIP White Sox season.
That's tough. Yo, I bet on them today too. Not good.
We'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
33 All minutes.
Boys. See ya.
Peace. See ya.
I don't know how to.